For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Hey, everybody. Check Big J out on the Burt Kreischer's Fully Loaded Festival. It's going on the next couple weeks. He's going to be in Oklahoma, Albany, New York, and other cities for all the tour dates and tickets. Go to BigJComedy.com.
Dan Soder, everybody. Coming to the UK, London, England. Buckle up. The Soho Theater from June 13th through June 18th. Get your tickets for that right now over at DanSoder.com. Go fill it up. The Bonfire merch also now available at TheBonfireMerch.com, TheBonfireMerch.com. Mm. And of course, keep listening here to the Bonfire Podcast.
Yes.
All day, all night, right here on Dave TV.
And now, The Bonfire with Big J Oakerson and Dan Soder.
What's my six, Dan? What's my six?
I lost them.
Shit. Is there smoke behind me?
There's smoke.
Go. Okay.
There's smoke
on
now.
Three.
Smoke
on three,
now.
I'm going to throw it, okay? All right, I'm going to throw it.
Here's an airplane going by.
Dude, I love the thought of
Buzz
Jacob,
the tower.
Of Jacob, Black Lou, and Christine doing a Top Gun walk to Danger Zone as the show is starting.
Oh, yeah, wearing one pieces?
Yeah, jumpers, flight suits. Those are popular now, flight suits?
They are.
Let's get some Bonfire flight suits.
Jam wore one, remember? Antone's, and they sell them.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Christine. Everybody is the Bonfire.
Yeah.
It's our last live show of the week, so, you know, we get goosey sometimes when we come in.
Yeah, dude.
We're a little
by that,
goose.
We don't mean we're going to die by head trauma.
Well, you know, we know it's like tomorrow, like we both happen to be off tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right? Why didn't we do a live Thursday this week?
I don't know. But now we got a full Thursday off.
Yeah. Well, you know, we got a full Thursday off. Oh, Jacob's not here.
That's why.
You know, he's show got... shuts down, I guess.
Yeah. I could zoom in.
Hang on, Jacob. My eyesight's not so good.
Does that say the Bonfire with
Jacob Attat? I can't.
I was just letting you know.
No, I'm fucking with you, buddy, of course. Show's never the same without you. Yeah, I'm not going to say something to you on Top Gun Day. How the hell? I'm Big J Oakerson. That's Dan Soder.
Hello.
This is the Bonfire Faction Talk Series XM 103. We got our DJ Lou. We got our Jacob Attat. We have our Christine Marie Evans. Our Black King, the Black Tiger, Louis Johnson. Me and DJ Lou just figured out we're going to go see Train on Sunday.
Oh, what perfect day. You know what?
Did someone just perk up? Is someone able to go now? Because you know where it's at.
Where is it?
PNC.
Oh, not bad.
Dirty
I do like trains.
Come on, dude. Do you love Train?
I say show up, dude. Probably going to meet him.
Can you go?
If you go.
Not on a Sunday.
But that's Train Day.
Oh, that's
Train is built for a Sunday. All their music goes best on a Sunday.
Oh, my God. They are Sunday music, to say the least. You know what we were going to do? We were going to fight traffic and go Friday to Jones Beach.
Yeah.
And, you know, concert starts at 6:30.
For a little Bonfire context, this show is Train with Jewel and Blues Traveler.
My boy Johnny Pops.
We went through the hits.
My homie.
Your homie, a real homie. But we went through the hits of Train, and they are certified. They got like
banger upon banger. Six. And then they'll come out and do a little fucking Led Zepp for your ass.
What?
Other people's hits? We're getting the lead out. But I'll tell you, we were going to go on Friday, and then Christine acted today when I said it, like she had the realization that, yeah, maybe that would be better.
Mm-hmm.
Since every time I've brought this up, I've said, flat, is this it? Oh, this is them playing Ramble On. Yeah, dude, they rip. Turn it up. I'll shut the fuck up for a second. This guy's
this
got
is
it.
Train covering, oh,
live.
Yes, covering Zeppelin, Ramble On. Oh, and he just looks like a guy that
he
works
is.
In finance.
He's just some dude.
He's like, what's up? I actually do futures.
He's got a voice of an angel.
I work at Merrill Lynch.
Wait till he gets to them fucking Robert Plant parts.
I mean, it already
dude.
Sounds like Robert Plant. I'm already ready to for him to fuck me with the Barracuda. What did they do? It was a mud shark?
What?
Who'd they, what'd they fuck the lady with? A mud shark?
Who?
Zeppelin.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Zeppelin,
Hammer
right?
of the Gods. Yeah. Mud sharks.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, give it.
That risk doesn't help with that voice.
No. The guy couldn't be fruitier in his performance.
It's crazy.
That's how Robert Plant stands.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, Robert Plant has long hair. It was all sexy.
He's not wrong. That is how Robert Plant stands.
Gotta wear flowing ruffles if you're gonna pull that sachet off, though. Like,
yeah.
Robert Plant's got the flowing.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's dressed too much like a dude.
Yeah.
Although he's pulling off the jeans too tight for your age still, but whatever.
Yeah, man. If you can play up in jean tightness or play down in jean tightness.
If you're an older rock star, it seems to be the move. Like you think if you crank on some tight pants, like you're back in the game. And it's not the case.
I think you go full Daryl Hammond and just wear sweatpants and a blazer.
What's funny is watching the old hip-hop guys having to adapt to the thing. So I bet it's got to be really funny to go see Wu-Tang Clan and Raekwon's just pouring out of a bunch of holes in his jeans.
Dressed like one of the Migos.
his big chef knees sticking out of his pants.
Oh, man, because if you came up in the time of Big and Baggy, it had to be so great. But that was when your body was tight and skinny, and then you just get older and you're like, wait, it moved?
Oh, no. Why is everyone wearing these tight pants now? This is a stupid look.
I remember you being ahead of the curve and at the Village Underground like 10 years ago, Artie Fuqua had like tight jeans and a tight shirt on, mm-hmm. and you went on stage and Artie was emceeing and you go, Artie, do you have to sneak out of the hood wearing tight clothes like that? Do you have to put baggier clothes over like a slutty teenager? I always remember that.
How do you walk around with his pants so tight? Yeah. Give me that iced tea over there, Dan.
Yeah, dude. This thank fucking you. Sweet peach tea.
Yes, thank you so much. Much appreciated.
Ramble on. So you guys are going on Sunday.
We're going Sunday to Dirty Jersey.
I'll be in jolly old London.
You'll be in London, dude, but I'll be over here taking videos and just getting loose for you. This is the summer of soft rock, my friend.
Bring it. I'm down to bring back linen shorts and just having some nice soft rock, a good time with some old friends.
It's going to kick up again big because then it's going to be like Rage and Run the Jewels.
But you know what? That's a little...
We're probably doing Poison, Motley Crue and...
But that sounds like August when you're sick of summer.
Maybe, you're right.
When it's June and July, and July, like, when it's getting hotter.
Motley Crue, take my ass home. Home sweet home.
Where is that concert?
I think it's MetLife.
It is MetLife?
MetLife or Citi Field, one of those two.
Citi Field would be fucking awesome.
I'd rather be Citi Field so much.
Well, yeah, because we could sit in the stands and just people watch the whole time.
Yeah, yes. It is. It's Citi Field.
Oh!
Yeah, nice.
Yes!
Oh, that's so close.
But we're going to be on the field.
Yeah, but then we'll go up to the stands to people watch.
You don't even have to, buddy. You could people watch the floor. We know this from Coldplay. People watching on the floor rocks.
Dude, this
better to be in it.
I don't want to see a bunch of young people, ironically, into Motley Crue. I want to see people that lived hard.
That is what you're
loving Motley Crue and holding on.
Oh my God, dude. There's going to be so many unironically exposed stretch marks.
God, I want to know how many children were lost in court that audience.
You're going to see beef or tits. Yeah. And they're coming out. When you see their husbands just cringe, like faces just all crumpled up because they have to put their fat wife on their shoulders so she can pull those fucking gazongas out for these fucking grandfathers on stage. Yeah. Oh my God.
She's going to have a back.
I'm getting so hard just thinking about it.
She's going to have one of those Home Depot back supports.
Without
like
a
she
doubt.
Loves lumber.
Dude. Yeah, it's like, are those suspenders? Like, oh, they're functional? Yeah. Sorry.
She goes, sorry, my C4 is out of whack because of these huge jugs. I got a problem with C4.
Sorry,
I've
been loading trucks over at UPS for seasonal work.
Yeah.
Roy, put me on your goddamn shoulders. I want to
show Mick my tits.
I want CC DeVille to see my fat tit.
Mick Mars is just like, they bring him up in the machine. Or it's going to be like Darth Vader where they just open a bubble. It's just Mick Mars sitting backwards.
Dude. Just a bunch of chubby women on shoulders pulling out their ploppers.
And who is it? It's Motley Crue.
Poison.
Oh, my God.
Joan Jett. We'll get the lesbians out.
Yeah, dude.
Can't get it moving.
When you say
their body, their rights to 69 in front of me if they want.
It takes a lot of agility.
When you say floor, is that seats, though, right?
What? No. You don't want to be in seats for this. You want to be close to the action.
Because then I can't see anything. Because everyone towers over me.
That is an issue for Jacob.
Jacob, I like Jacob's idea of seats. I like the ability to sit down. There's going to be a lot of I need to sit down and talk to you about a person that's pretty close by.
Lou, they never think of us.
Short Kings, listen, dude. It's soft rock summer with Short Kings thriving.
Is that coming up that quick?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like
that's my birthday.
That's your birthday.
Oh, shit. I'm gone.
No. Yeah, oh, yeah, you're on the Kreischer tour. You're on Fully Loaded.
Let's see.
No.
I can tell Christine's looking it up.
No. I mean, that is at Citi Field.
No.
No.
Yeah, you're away.
Oh.
Bummer.
That sucks. Let's see.
Well, good job, Bristol, Tennessee.
You happy? You happy, Bristol, Tennessee?
Yeah, you can see a great show with
Bert. You better be nice to me.
And Jay and Joey Diaz and Shane Gillis, Nikki Glaser, Mark Norman, and Brian Simpson. Sure, it's an unbelievable show.
But we get to miss. Guess what I'm missing?
Sad old hot people.
If you're in Bristol, Tennessee, and you're listening to this show right now, you better show your fucking honkers on someone's shoulder while I'm on stage because I'm missing out on Bret Michaels caliber tits.
Yeah, dude.
Damn.
I was looking forward to watching some domestics.
I was only looking forward to this for a year.
Uh-huh. Damn. Can we go to another one? Can you look where their tour's going? Because maybe later in the summer we can do a road trip.
Oh, in Rochester. Is Rochester...
Philadelphia. Oh, wait, that's June.
The 25th. Next day?
Wait.
Yeah, he's gone then.
How is that... Oh, no, it's
what?
Yeah,
what? Go another day later they can do
going to July. Show. Going to July. Let's see where we could catch this tour.
Oh, St. Louis.
We could stay in. I mean, we could do
Hershey, PA.
That's not far. July 12th.
We could take off a Tuesday. Actually, how about this, guys? Lou, you hear what I'm about to say, and you love it. We could do live from Hershey Park that day. From the Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison.
I'll do that.
This is Sirius XM, guys.
I'll do that. I'll 100% do that. Jay, I will 100%
do that. We're not a podcast calling to see if we can get into do a broadcast. It's fucking the satellite company.
Those old fucks would love to get on this station.
Big Jim, you get us in here because I see how sad Jacob is. You get us to do this.
And we can do a
layoff buns in basketball for a little bit.
Here's the deal, Jay. This is not your fault.
Jay?
You got to work and that's fine.
Jay?
Why don't we do this?
Jacob,
this
I'm going to need you to table that.
Yeah,
Jay,
what?
Here's what I think. I think we record an episode on the drive down to Pennsylvania or half down, half back for the Thursday episode and go live Tuesday from Def Leppard 5 to 7, hang out in Hershey, PA, go to see the show, drive home afterwards. Because Hershey, PA is what, about a 3-hour drive?
I don't even think it'd even be that long. Coming back, it won't be that long.
Guys?
You want to drive Monday down?
No, Tuesday.
No, we go down Tuesday.
Because we usually
record a Zoom recording en route on the way down. We'll get a van or something, or we'll take my car. We could probably, most of us fit in my car.
Just do a big van. Bang bus.
You record some down, a pre and a post. and then Tuesday we go live from the venue.
I mean, we got to see this concert. This is a disaster.
No, this is not a disaster.
Yeah, it is for
from
me.
From the disaster,
is.
From the
ashes. I don't care.
From the ashes, a phoenix was born of an idea that we go record from there because that should be a possible thing because we're serious fucking XM.
It'll be 3 hours, dude. I'll do 3 hours in my fucking sleep. I mean, I'll die. But
it seems like it's a phone call away from happening. So,
yeah. Let's get Big Jim on the horn. I mean, this is... We can interview people there.
Big Jim, I take buns and basketball off your plate for 4 months. I'll stop talking about it if you make this happen for my Jacob.
Yeah, we'll wait till the winter.
Is there a chance we can sleep over and start the odd throuple?
I honestly don't want to put too much on our plate. I like the idea, but I think we're doing two episodes in a concert.
Yeah.
And we got to get back for Wednesday.
Well, now we might have in this, because we're all going to travel together. That is key.
Mm-hmm.
That we all got to travel there and come back together, so all in one day. There's gonna build some friction.
You're gonna get a taste.
You're gonna get a taste no matter what.
Yeah.
Just start recording, especially if we go coming home, because then the fire's down. On the way there, there's such a joy that it's like, you know, fuck, Lou just blew a cigarette in my face four times. Why are we smoking in this van? He's gonna be like, all right, we're going to the concert. He's amped up to see fucking these bands.
Watch
the
people,
and the people watching.
Watch these old bloated lizards move around the stage.
They still got it,
singing
dude.
Sexy siren songs.
Don't you dare.
Come on, dude. I'm there just to watch.
I'll do it. I'll and we'll look into the live show. I'd love to do this the show.
Here's what I always
We don't
say.
Do fun stuff like this anymore.
Here's what I will
we
say.
We used to do it.
Here's what I'll say. Well, there was a pandemic.
You blame the science, Jason.
Here's what I'll say. If this doesn't happen, SiriusXM just doesn't want us to do it. There's no other reason.
We're willing to go do 6 hours of drive time. I'll drive down. You can drive back. You know what I mean?
I know.
I'll drive there and back.
I'll drive down there.
I'm a nervous passenger.
Jim would be all for it. It's just logistics to see if they're wired to have us.
You're
do a
saying
live show.
That you're saying Jim is powerless. Is what you're saying. You're saying so we're over here wasting our time praying the big Jim.
Yeah, you doubt.
You're saying
king.
He's a cog in the machine.
I'm saying he's the colonel, and you're saying he's over here as a private.
I put it 110% upon the colonel, as we call him, Jim, Big Jim. But if he can't make this happen, you're saying he can't make it happen. He has to go to somebody actually important.
It's good press. It's good for the. Okay. It's good for SiriusXM. It's good for the bands.
It's great for the bands.
You know, it's
and
a
they
fun
should be able to get some of the bands.
Us.
Some of the bands should want to come talk to us because say it again: we're serious fucking XM guys.
I want
to
watch
make
them
mean something again.
I want to watch them put Vince Neil in his pants.
Oh my god, they have to lower him
like a feeding at the
from
zoo.
A ceiling.
They have to stretch it out.
He goes, my god,
the
dude.
Roadie's like, it's actually a pretty cool device. It's called the pants opener.
Oh,
what we
god.
Do is we put Vince up there and we drop him right in.
I bet the hairy mush on his ass when he pulls off leather pants.
You know how that's all sexy to watch a girl with a nice butt put on pants? Like when the butt cheeks drop in?
Mm-hmm.
I bet it's like the reverse for Vince Neil when he's taking it off and it looks like a muffin just fucking spilling out.
If it had a soundtrack, it would go, bleh.
His body makes that noise at least twice a day.
Yeah. Well, it's what happened to me if I took off tights.
Lure, you can't wait to see that pot-bellied pig sing, huh?
I bet you he brings to the table nothing.
Well, nobody's taking
laughs.
That bet.
Come on. This is going to be so fun.
He's got no skills, and he's got the hugest stadium to sing in front of. Good luck, Porky.
I'm going to hold up, during Def Leppard, I'm going to hold up a sign that says drum solo.
They sound great. And actually, I think it might happen now, Jay, because Def Leppard is kind of linked with SiriusXM. They do a lot. They just did a big concert, exclusive concert for SiriusXM.
Why would you? Oh my lord!
Look at
damn
Neil.
Dude, he looks like an old wrestler. Doing like indie shows though.
I think he got more work done.
Yeah.
I think he got like redone.
Can I tell you, as someone that's been up close to it, waiting on him, it was jarring. You know, you see people with plastic surgery, and it's like, you're like,
oh what?
When I went to his table, because someone was like, dude, Vince Neil's in your section at 144. And I was like, what?
Ew.
And I walked out and I was like, oh my lord. It was the same feeling I had when I saw my dad with cirrhosis. I was like, oh fuck.
Wait, what year was this that he looked like a ghoul?
2010.
Okay, he was already, his face changed by then.
Yeah. I got out in 2011.
Jacob, why do you gotta tell me how much Def Leppard is loved by SiriusXM after I just made that great drum solo joke?
You can just that's crazy. They're actually big investors. Oh, you know what? That's funny. They're new executive producers of the show.
The Def Leppard Channel. Yeah. I bet there's a Def Leppard Channel right now.
100%.
They just released a new album, which I'm sure is
great.
I bet it's...
Jacob?
Jacob,
I know you're
man.
A company boy. I understand that.
Honey?
But is it great?
Jacob would be. I love
said
Jacob.
I enjoyed it, and I think you're going to like the new music live.
I love Jacob. I love Jacob more than most of my family members. I do know that Jacob is such a company man that if I ever found out if I ever found out the conspiracy about like Sirius XM, where they're like, it all goes upstairs. Howard's responsible for all of it, or something like that. And I was like, I knew it. I fucking knew it. It'd be like, and I'd get jabbed by Jacob, and he'd go, I'm sorry, Dan. He says, you can't go
against...
You have
so many questions.
You got
Why did you keep asking questions?
You got too curious, stupid cat.
Then I'm dead. But I would get it.
No, Jacob will lie right to our faces, stone cold, if it means the company's going to be okay. And that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, dude. It's why if they don't value you more, I'm going to be upset for you.
You better get a bump, dude. You better get a pay bump.
Yeah. They better start greasing all your palms.
For the ringer you guys run us through? This ringer?
Well, let's see if we can do it. Can we really check?
No, Dan. We can do it.
You're right.
It can be done.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it right now. Consider it done.
Yeah. Nice! Dude, now that's what I fucking like to hear.
Oh, that's Jake. That's not Jacob.
Oh, did Jake just wake up? I'm sorry. Is this the NASCAR channel? Let me check our call. What's our call letters?
Are you calling in about Joey Logano?
What's our call letters here? Where did this guy come from? Damn, dude. Like that.
You're like Logano in the seventh turn.
Oh, man, I like that a whole lot.
I just made up a term for NASCAR. I don't even know if it's true.
What was it?
Oh, wait, you're like Logano in the seventh turn.
It means nothing.
You see?
It's not a thing.
No, it is a thing. At some point, they've turned seven times. The seventh one would be the seventh turn.
Shit, dude.
All of a sudden,
sorry you got beat by logic, everyone. Sorry you just got boofed by logic. Katie was supposed to come in today to help us review Top Gun. She's sick, but she's, you know, resting. God, prayers up.
She have an altitude sickness? Because of the thing?
She actually just was in Colorado.
She goes, did you guys go to the 4RD? The 4D movie? She goes, it was cold in the theater. They splashed water on her face. They jerked her around a bunch. Feels horrible.
They took her to 4G, not 10. They made her go inverted.
Is that in 4D theaters, Top Gun?
It can't be.
That would be horrible.
I would not want to go see that.
Because if you recall, the end of the movie, this isn't a spoiler, pretty much all of the filming of the airplanes inside cockpit is them going from one side to the other side and jerking it real quick. Yeah. And if you're in your chair trying to eat fucking jujubes, and you're going to choke to death, man.
You're going to pull something at least.
I mean, you're going to, that neck, really, 4DX, son of a bitch. Yeah, we should have went to that.
If you fucking went to.
Jacob would be back in surgery.
Yeah, he'd have to be back in his halo. If you went to go see Maverick Top Gun in 4D, please call in. The number's 866-969-1969.
He goes, they blew fire at us at one point.
I don't know. It was hot, then it was cold.
You know what I bet was fun, though? Whatever they did for parachuting down.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably like a nice
breeze.
Yeah, a little wobble. Maybe a little wind in my face. Yeah. And then I hit the water, and they just gash me with water.
Well, I guess this is the part where we tell you, if you haven't seen Top Gun Maverick, we're going to talk about the movie. So you can turn it if you don't want it spoiled.
Just listen. You know what's going to happen.
Yeah. You know what the movie is.
They think Tom Cruise is doing that. The movie. Is out and then he's back in. They win.
It's the most Top Gun sequel it could have been. They just were like, let's just play the hits. It's Unforgiven 2.
I want to say out of the gates.
But better than Unforgiven 2.
Because here's the thing. I would say that it was a horrible movie. I enjoyed it very much, but not for the right reason.
Hey, what's going on? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let me tell you something right now. The winter is leaving and the spring is coming. There's a lot of things happening. We're going to be hanging out again. We're going to be with each other again. You know, barbecues and going to the lake. And maybe your battery's awesome. Maybe your life battery's charged, but maybe you're a little sad. Maybe you don't know what's going on. But I'll tell you right now, I need somebody to talk to on a regular basis because I can't do this stuff myself. I can't figure it out. I get into trouble when I start doing it on my own. My best thinking has gotten me into a lot of trouble. So what do? I talk to somebody. I use another person to bounce stuff on to help me with self-awareness, goals, and achievements. I get them to get me thinking on the right path so I can do the things I want to do and be the person who I really am around the people I love, especially with this summer coming up. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, which I love. You don't have to go in 45 minutes, find a parking spot, go upstairs, wait in a creepy room with some sound machine, and then see somebody you know walking out as you're walking in. Designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapies anytime you want for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bonfire today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bonfire.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now. Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
1 of 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Goose.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non parliamo molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
No. Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled BABBEL.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Like,
what do you mean?
I think when people are saying it's one of the greatest sequels ever, like, I just assume they're saying it like me, though. It's like, yes, because I assume also, much like me, everybody went back and revisited the first, and you're like, oh, damn. I just realized now this is the first movie is dumb as balls.
Yeah.
So, like,
but
the
I would
second
disagree.
Movie is,
I would,
like,
because I immediately think it's not better than T2, it's not better than Aliens. So it's like, you're already, it's not the best sequel ever.
Sure.
People absolutely love, people yeah love just tossing, it's the best blank.
Oh, yeah.
Now. They're yeah like, that's why everyone's calling everybody GOAT. Everyone, we talked about that. Everyone's like, he's the GOAT. You're like, there's no way that we're living in the time of all the greatest of all time. Or right now, all these,
this guy at Wendy's that beat the shit out of another guy is the GOAT. He's the greatest of all time. But Top Gun 2 was...
Amityville Horror 2.
Yeah. I would say Hellraiser 2.
Hellraiser 2.
What they did well is...
Iconic gay film, Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2.
What they did well is they really gave you everything you wanted. Opening scene, aircraft carrier, jets taking off, and old...
Guys being stoked on it.
And the fucking German suplexer himself, Hans Zimmer, bringing in that fist. Oh. The second I saw this with any kind of flame on it, I was like...
I was shocked to see pretty much... that with all the technology advancement in the planes and everything, like, the way they land is, like, they still, like... They have a thing that grabs it from behind, and then a net it just bounces into, and you're like, that's really the fucking solution to this?
Yeah.
Wasn't that because... I thought that was because their wheels got clipped, and they had to do it like that.
No, they do it because they... No, that's the emergency one at the end, for sure. But no, generally, they always, like, a net catches them and the thing hooks it from behind. But it's because there's a, it's because it's a very short runway.
Yeah.
That's why. They don't have time to, like, just stop on their own.
I was surprised to see in 2022 Tom Cruise without a helmet on his motorcycle still.
This guy loves doing his own stunts. He hung on the side of a plane for a Mission Impossible movie. Remember
that? There's, like, all these crazy stories about him just being like, hey, can I climb that building?
He doesn't fear death because he believes if he explodes, he turns into seven alien life forms.
Yeah, dude, he's trying to...
That go into somebody else awesome.
Yeah, he's trying to rip the seven aliens out of him.
He's like, after I die, I'm going to be Brad Pitt for a few years.
I don't know. I was thinking about floating around into a volcano in Hawaii and then just hanging for an eternity. Just
kicking it.
Yeah, man. It started exactly the way I wanted to with this sweet riff. And then right into Danger Zone.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't even fuck it. They were like, bang, boom. It was such a good job of pleasing exactly what you wanted to see, which was like, hey, you're here for Top Gun. Here's the most Top Gun. Here's Top Gun. Here's the intro from the first one.
Now, Maverick, here's your team of a black friend and an Asian girl.
Yeah, dude.
And now you better get down there and help them out at Top Gun that now has women. Out of all the fighter pilots in the world, would you believe the top 10, there's still a woman got in there somehow?
And not a dykey one.
Nope. A pretty woman. Also her boyfriend. Don't think this is nepotism.
Yeah.
That girl was the Christina Top Gun.
She's like, I got your six.
There's a MiG in the air.
There's a fifth generation coming up on us.
There's a nondescript country's plane coming at us.
Yeah, dude, they did real catalog pilots. Same way they're trying to sell shirts.
Yeah. They're the crank.
The flying was cool as fuck.
Man. Yeah.
Also hated that they dressed Miles
exactly like
Goose when he's playing the piano in the bar scene. I was like, this sucks. I can't. You just look exactly like your dad. That's like if I had permed hair and a mustache and I was drinking a rum and coke with boat shoes on. Yeah. You're like, oh, you look exactly like Gary.
He goes, oh man, sorry, I'm just swinging commando on my OPs. Is today a filming day? I didn't know.
Oh, sorry, I'm dodging an X. Instead of court papers.
Getting zipper burns on my shaft. Do you mind if I adjust real quick?
I gotta fuck a lady with clear emotional issues.
I'm gonna fuck a lady who wears red dresses on Tuesdays.
Yeah, dude, I couldn't stand it. I was like, oh, he just looks like him. He's got the mustache like it does not. Woo! He's got a greased chest.
Oh, but also, by the way, I've taken to obnoxiously playing piano at a place no one's asking for it.
Oh, I pulled out a jukebox that takes credit card now, so you've clearly taken money from people.
Ha ha ha. Well, dog, I do. But I did say this to you guys. I think that was last week on the show. Tom Cruise, when he sings, dude, he's got a weird small mouth. He's a very odd guy. I like the message every battalion has an ice man.
Yeah.
There's always a guy who's sort of a dick.
Yeah, dude, they did that. They just did the second zero. But it almost was like Tom Cruise in the beginning of the movie, this, where he's just wearing the same jacket and almost the same outfit.
How about the time to reveal my very average motorcycle?
Yeah, he goes, that thing's a hunk of shit.
Yeah, he pulls it off. He goes, is it run?
I don't know. It could actually be.
Well, it's a hunk of shit or not. It's just like an old... It wasn't an iconic motorcycle. You know what I mean? Like, he had, like, the first one. It's like, this is the motorcycle. No one cared about the motorcycle in the first one. No one thought about the goddamn motorcycle. It's a plane movie.
Also, I just have this question.
Does he always have to fly upside down?
No, yes, but he's still like the best. Yeah, dude. Dude loves going upside down. He's the best, right? He's like the best pilot, right?
I got into this. I mean, I don't. You finish, Dan. Okay. As I have a lot about this. I asked two questions last week.
Yeah.
That were not answered, in my opinion.
So I just want
to
know.
It's hilarious. Jacob said to me as soon as we came out of the thing, he goes, two questions, neither answered.
Well, my question to this is, he's still the best pilot, right? But he's pushing 60. You deteriorate at a rapid pace between 50 and 60. He's just still got sharp vision and can see jets flying, and he's still, you know.
He's Tom Cruise, dude.
Still got
it. That doesn't mean shit. I watch, you know, like when old wrestlers come back, you're still bummed out because they move all gingerly and shit.
You can't do it anymore, yeah.
You can't go anymore.
No,
he's
I mean.
He's a cult leader.
It's all.
Yeah, but that's in real life. We're talking fucking Maverick. We're talking about Peter.
Yeah, Pete Mitchell.
We're talking about Pete Mitchell, dude.
Mitchell, who also now, I like to also just, they want you to know everything's updated. So he goes, now he tests airplanes that go to space.
Space planes.
And he goes, but we do need you to come back and just teach people how to fly the regular old planes, Top Gun again, if you wouldn't mind.
Real quick, you were too fast, so we got to put you in school. Which is, get that guitar riff, because that made me laugh out loud in the theater where they go, you're going back to Top Gun. I was like, yeah! I was half laughing, being like, you guys know how to fucking get me going. Yeah.
And then he goes, mom died because, also, Goose's mom died because Meg Ryan was asking for a lot.
Yeah,
because
she was too much.
Her day rate's crazy. Because my mom died because her day rate's out of hand. What do you think this is, 1997?
She's not getting a lot of work, so she's asking for a lot.
Yeah. What are you, 89?
What were your two questions, Jacob?
Oh, well, it's piggybacking on what you just said. I asked, why does the Navy still hate him after all this time? Because he's awesome.
He's a hero. And then,
the beginning of the movie, Ed Harris, whose job is to be in charge of naval pilots, reads Top Gun's Maverick's resume to him, and he just got unbelievably more awesome since he graduated from Top Gun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Afghanistan. He's been all over the world and kicked ass.
They should have written it in that he killed a bunch of civilians.
That would have been something.
They go, God damn it, Maverick, remember when you dropped that bomb on that school in Fallujah?
And then goes, I can understand.
I was flying fast and loose. Yeah. I was thinking about Goose.
John Hamm just had an unnatural...
No, I think
almost like
you
wanted to fight. Like hatred of him.
Tom Cruise, or I'm sorry, Maverick does whatever he wants, and he gets away with it because Iceman's like high up and gets him out of it all the time. So that's why the Navy doesn't really like him.
No.
Because he's going around breaking, even though he's awesome, he's like breaking rules and getting away with it.
But the rules he breaks are cornball. Don't fly below the hard deck to get pussy. Fuck that. Fuck that.
Yeah. These are rules.
You're Maverick, you fly below the hard deck. For pussy, if you want to.
I think you put a lady in the cockpit, show her what below deck is.
You goddamn want.
This was a forced plot device because there's no way anyone would be angry at him. He's a living legend.
He's a war
his
hero.
His exploits are incredible. What he's done is incredible.
He wouldn't have to buy a beer ever again.
No.
He would go to Steelers games and they just put him on the sidelines and put the camera on him.
And by the way, even that, when he goes to the Top Gun bar, they're like, fuck off, you old grandpa piece of shit.
Yeah,
they'd be like, and they're like, he's like, fuck, I don't have my, I don't have cash. It's cash only. And they throw him out. Dude. Like, I know it's like they're joking, half joking with it, but it's like they did it still anyway. It's like,
also, hey, what a stupid.
Get your fucking hands off Captain Pete Maverick Mitchell.
Yeah.
That guy is the only reason you're alive, man.
Also, fuck off Jennifer Connelly. I put my cell phone on the bar and I got to buy the whole place around. Suck my dick. You're not going to charge me for that.
Yeah. Fuck that shit. Straight up.
So mad.
Jennifer Connelly. Bitch, I remember you when you were fucking diking
ass.
When you were diking out for heroin.
Remember that?
When don't get all high and mighty on me now, bitch.
Do you remember when you were going ass to ass for a $20 brown bag?
Look, at least they gave Ed Harris some contrived reason to dislike him.
Yeah,
it's nonsense, though.
He went too fast.
John Hamm has no reason except that it's just he's awesome. Maverick's so awesome that he hates him.
I think the reason they gave John Hamm the anger was like he was supposed to be Maverick, or like Maverick has outshined him by not following the rules, and Hamm's a dork.
I guess. But again, one of my favorite, I mean, I laughed out loud at most of these things with Jacob, when Ed Harris comes in and he's like, well, Maverick, you're still a piece of shit. You broke the rules. He goes, I came here directly to look you in the eyes myself and say, you're out of the Navy. You're grounded for the rest of your life. Then while you stole our plane and took it in outer space, I got a phone call that says, you're getting reassigned to Top Gun right now with the highest prestige. You're like, what?
Full pension.
You're like, I was coming here to punch you right in the dick, but instead, here's $1 million.
If you change Tom Cruise and a fighter pilot to just an extremely hot girl, those were like all the chances that he gets.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, you're fucking crazy. You burned my house down. But another guy saw you, and he's going to give you a lot of money. Right. And then she's like, great, whatever. You're fucking, okay. I'm going to fucking ruin that guy.
He has hot chick things?
It's just all hot chick shit.
He goes, I came here to break up with you, but
God, you're so fucking hot. Your tits are so big.
I was going to ground you, but God. I see in this room, man. He goes, have you even showered yet? How do you look so good? I'm going to send you back to Top Gun because I got to get you the fuck out of here, yeah. Man. I am feeling things.
Oh, my God. You said you're going to bring your friend over, and I just don't even know what that means. Do you need a car? Do you need, like, a Nissan or something?
Can I sugar daddy you? I don't know what I feel.
Iceman is just Maverick's sugar daddy. He's like, God, you just fly so fast. I fucking love it.
It makes me feel happy when you're in the sky. I feel like I'm up there with you. I need to see you. I just want to look at you. Hug me.
He's like one of those guys that pay for hot chicks' Instagram vacations.
Dude, they had the dub O. They had the ADR.
Crazy.
Handicapped Val Kilmer voice over his actual handicap. Like they had, like, they really made it seem like he's going to talk now, and you could see it's ADR.
Yeah.
I read about that. They created it's a brand new software where I think either they took some of his voice or even his son.
Oh, they can only get tombstones. So he's like, I'm your Huckleberry.
There he goes. Maverick. Huckleberry. Johnny Ringo.
You're not wearing a bustle. How lewd.
You're no Daisy at all.
There.
Maverick.
There. Now we can be friends again.
Are you my friend?
At the time, I think he just had a surgery. He can only talk with a hole if he plugs a hole in his throat.
I know.
So they have to...
I watched the documentary. It's jarring.
Oh, he's like a recorder? It.
No, he just blocked the hole, and then you.
That's
go,
what I mean. He's like,
blah, 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 blah. It's
putting out the documentary.
I did love that scene though with him.
Oh man, with Iceman.
Oh, it was great, yeah, but yeah, I mean, like, great. It's just poor Val Kilmer, man.
Yeah, he's still got his acting chops though, man. But my other criticism.
Yeah, he said this smile. He had to type and go.
Well, he didn't.
He still got it, Val.
I still liked it.
Listen, but he's The Doors will always be in my top five movies of just like movies I've loved in my life. One of the other ones is Lost Boys, so I mean, don't take it that seriously. But Val Kilmer is Jim Morrison. Like, I mean, it just like influenced such a my love of The Doors was based off of his portrayal of Jim Morrison. Mm-hmm.
Dude, I totally get that. My love of America was pushed through Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. Let me tell you this.
I got real
karaoke this Friday.
Dude, okay.
I'm throwing one on top of the other one here. While we're figuring out summertime slambery with Poison, Def Leppard.
Yeah, going to Hershey.
And Motley Crue going to Hershey. I think we should also broadcast live on our group trip down to Tampa from Hogan's place.
Oh, that'd be great. Hogan's Beach Resort
place. And just go karaoke night and just cut loose all of us.
God, I would do that in a second.
That would be so fun. I'd be so nervous.
That or
meet.
As a group trip, we should all plan and take Dan to Margaritaville Resort.
We still need to do group.
To the restaurant for sure. But I want to take you to the resort.
Yeah. I'm starting to reach this point where I think it would make me angry because I would just be like...
What are you talking about, dude? Crushing NAs in a lazy river? Shut your mouth.
That would be so sick.
In a controlled lazy river?
And you know what? Honestly, I'd have to buy some OPs, some teal OPs.
Yeah, dude, we'll all hang loose dick inside of our shit. That's the New York one.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving with a fucking tumbler? I am.
I ate at the Margaritaville at the Cancun airport.
Yeah? Good coconut shrimp?
I think I had a quesadilla.
What?
Pretty okay.
pretty okay. Not great.
It was passable.
No, dude. It's Chili's with a different name on it.
It's not even Chili's, dude. Don't even do that.
Really?
Chili's throws some heat in certain areas.
Can I tell you something? Me and Christine had to have a Chili's last time we were at Magoobies. And Christine
right
was,
by there.
Was felt horrible that weekend. And still, we got Chili's two of the nights afterwards, and we're happy. We got, like, salads one time.
I was like, that was so surprisingly yeah, it was good. Really good. Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
Go fuck with that buffalo chicken salad.
That's what we got, I think, and it was really good.
Yeah.
Except when they make it too hot, and then that was when I was still staying in that
spicy spice.
The hotel that's connected to the Chili's.
Mm-hmm.
Had to go doo-doo brown.
So
here's where the Margaritaville resorts are. Palm Springs.
That's where we go to Bahamas, dude.
Yeah.
Bahamas.
We're going to the Bahamas. Oh.
Nashville.
Also in Nashville. That's just a hotel.
Yeah.
Oh.
Key West.
Key West, dude. It's
I bet, yeah, grass. But I bet those are booked through like 2026.
Nah.
Yeah, dude, that's Mecca. Key West for no, parrot heads?
No. And
that's their mecca.
No, we're not going to some bull. We're going to Margaritaville where it makes sense to be to Margaritaville.
It's the number one hotel in New York City on TripAdvisor.
No. Wow, dude, that's great. Margaritaville Hotel.
I mean, it looks like a pretty badass hotel in New York City.
Called,
they have a rooftop pool in Times Square.
It's called a resort. So it is considered a
it's
resort.
It's just to a staycation, the New York one.
Should we just start going hanging out and being regulars? You know, like make it like the Beverly...
Hey, Tim.
You know how like in L.A., the Beverly Hills Hotel is like real cool?
Yeah, you just hang there. We'll just push, go hang at Margaritaville.
Should we just push the Margaritaville as like a trashy Beverly Hills hotel? God bless them.
You wouldn't do Hogan's because I almost feel like you could get Hulk Hogan to be on the show.
100% we can. We promise him karaoke plugs.
Yeah.
I think I told this story, but...
Free karaoke plugs, dude.
One time I was in... it was when we were doing Moon Tower a couple years ago. I was leaving the A-Loft and Jeff Dye, another comedian.
I want to get a bowl of Nacho Man, Randy Savage nachos.
Yeah, dude. He's like, sorry, those are off the menu, brother. But he... Jeff Dye was like, dude, I just worked Tampa and I met Hulk Hogan. He came to a show and I went out on his boat and drank beers with him. He was telling me stories. And he was telling me like Macho Man stories. And I was like, oh man, you do a good Macho Man, Hulkster. And he was like, well, there's a comedian that does Macho Man that does it pretty good, brother. But he's like, but he was making fun of me when I got in trouble for saying the N-word. And he's talking about when I was on Sam Roberts' show doing Macho Man. And, dude, I legitimately was scared in Austin that Hulk Hogan was mad at me. I was like, is he mad at me? Is Hulk Hogan, is the immortal Hulk Hogan upset at me? And I was like, I don't care, but it was like a weird feeling to have.
There's only one way to handle this. You got to face him at Hogan's Beach Resort.
Dude, I would love to do a WrestleMania 3 poster with me and the Hulkster. Let me tell you something, Soder. But yeah, when Jeff Dye told me that, I was like, no. But also.
I tell him that I was kidding when I said it. He goes, no, I don't talk to him anymore.
You know what? I actually got off the boat when he said that.
Yeah. I was like, fuck you. Dan Soder rules.
You suck
ass.
Old man.
I'm glad you lost your family.
Piece of shit.
We should do it. I want some fucking slamming nachos.
Dude, I would love to get a fucking leg drop fucking milkshake.
Suplex burger.
Yeah, how right. They are not called that. Dude, the camel clutch nachos. It's great. He goes, then we hit you with a side of steel chair sauces. Brother. Did you get to end with the 1-2-3 dessert? Cookie, ice cream, and sour. All in one dessert. It's the 1-2-3. It's the pinfall dessert, brother.
Ladders, chairs, and table bread.
Dude, Will Sasso does the best fucking Hulk Hogan impression ever. It's like to a T, and it makes me laugh so fucking hard. I just go watch clips of it. Mm-hmm. The way he says brother, it's just, and he goes, oh, you're down there, brother. And like the way he does it is fucking perfect. It kills me every time.
Damn. Filet mignon from fucking Hogan's place, huh?
Yeah.
Nah.
A giant Andre the Steak. That's what they should call it.
Andre the Steak.
Come on,
man. You're right here.
What about the Bam Bam Bolognese instead of Bam Bam Bigelow? You're like, dude, I'd love the Bam Bam Bolognese.
Grouper sex fun.
Come on.
Because, you know,
yeah,
he fucks his friend's wife.
Do you want to take our first break and come back and finish talking?
Baked best friend's wife's red snapper?
That's perfect.
I have three more points I want to make, so you know.
Oh, Top Gun.
Yeah. We'll return. Let's take a break.
We have to take a break.
We can go.
We have a little bit.
Yeah, but then we can. Oh, yeah. It's 6:30.
Oh, really?
We can go a little longer if you want.
Yeah, we can go. Yeah. Well, there's only one in this hour. We're good. Jacob, please. I like. Because, yeah, there's plenty more.
Through my points?
Please.
Yeah, I could. I want. The movie itself, I could break down.
I love it.
There's like a couple points where you're
you
like,
loved, absolutely loved it.
I mean, I love going over it. I enjoyed it. I had so much fun. I do
it was very
love
fun.
This love letter to flying, so I appreciated that.
He's an aviation nut.
Yeah, it's all about aviation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'll bring up a point later.
I should really get my buddy John at some point, if it was ever possible, to take Jacob up in like the Apache helicopter. Pretty nuts.
Dude, have you done it?
Pretty fucking nuts. He took me up once in it. We just went like up and down. Actually, I think he offered. No, we did.
You know
he
what
did. I said I was weirded out. And he's like, what do you think? I go, I think it's weird that John's flying me in a helicopter with missiles and guns on it.
You know what?
It looks like a video game inside.
You should ask him if you can grab a hand strap, and the next time, like, Chris kiss Christine and then let her go and go, take me up. And then with your leg hanging off the side.
Like a hero?
Yeah.
My shirt's half ripped open?
Or lay down on the, like a platoon, like lay down on the floor of it. And have them take you up. All right, what were your points? Sorry, Jacob.
Well, I'll skip that to the, since he brought it up. I almost think this is like also a nod to Chuck Yeager, because it almost mimics his whole career being a fighter pilot and then becomes a test pilot, which is almost exactly what Maverick's doing in this movie.
And he was going to Mach. It wasn't like Yeager just Mach.
Yeager broke Mach, the sound barrier.
Yeah, Mach 1,
Mach
right?
Mach 1.
Guess what? Maverick broke Mach 10, so suck my dick, Chuck Yeager.
But he's also, that's actual Tom Cruise's
It wasn't
P-51
not the Chuck
Mustang.
Yeager. Hey, Chuck Yeager, suck our dicks. We did 9 more than what you did, Mr. Amazing.
Slow old bitch.
What a piece of shit. Fuck Chuck Yeager.
But, so that's his actual Mustang at the end of the movie. That's Tom Cruise's P-51 Mustang.
He wanted you to know.
But it's, you know he was going to work that in. But I was telling Dan in a text, like, how much does Maverick's broke? He owns his own hangar bay and vintage World War II aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
Minor point, but okay.
That's still good. Yeah, where does he have money from?
I always love that. Action movies, they're always like, they always have money. But then they're like yelled at their job for sucking.
Yeah.
He's only a captain. And that was like a big deal, right?
What is captain? Can you look up how much a captain in the Navy makes? A fighter pilot?
Fighter pilot, captain in the Navy.
Now, sure, he's 30 years in, you know. It's
probably 30 years in.
They go, that's impossible. The guy wouldn't even be in the Navy.
Still a captain.
Still a captain, but he's decorated.
But he's done everything. But they can't even foist upon him new medals.
Navy pilot, they said Navy fighter pilot can make $32,000 to $140,000.
So
but it also says...
It looks like $180,000 would be the biggest... Max out. I gotta say, that's not a lot.
Not enough to own a fucking hangar.
I've been working here, guys, remember, for 10 years.
So he's probably in the 120. Plane costs a few million for sure.
Do you think he's flying drugs? Why don't they make him more real? You know, have him bomb kids. Have him run drugs, arms for Central America. The Guatemalan gangs are getting all their guns from Maverick. See? I just zhuzhed up that movie.
Also,
right now.
Also in this mission, in this movie, 30 years into his career, Tom Cruise also
same haircut
has he quadrupled his air kills in this.
Mm-hmm.
He had two,
two MiGs,
and then
an F-14,
and then went to Afghanistan. All these tours and different places he's gone to, no other kills until this movie.
Yeah, wouldn't they be like, he has 37 kills?
Yeah, you would have thought he's got a bunch of...
He was in Afghanistan just lighting them up.
Maybe that's why Ed Harris hates him so much.
Yeah, he's like, you've caused...
Because he won't kill? Because he won't kill? He refuses to kill?
He's like, what are you, in G.I. Joe? How do you never kill people with guns?
Hey, I know we spent a lot of money to send you over there to kill the enemy, not keep flipping upside down and giving them the goddamn finger in a Polaroid.
We get it. You buzz their tower, you scare them. It costs fucking 27 mil.
You fuck the boss's daughter. Just put it in the love of God.
You're out there fucking and flying, and you're costing us an arm and a leg. And we got a military-industrial complex. We're getting a ton of money here, Maverick.
Well, speaking of that, I mean, my other question last week was, who is this big enemy that they're fighting?
Yeah.
There is no mention. They did a great job. I get it. You don't need that heat.
By the way, they're only referred to as the enemy.
They
don't even call them our enemy. We're doing this for to NATO. Help our allies.
Yeah, dude, we're actually doing a favor.
Because whatever this enemy is going to do is going to do something to our allies. Not that we're helping people who need our help.
Now, it's snow, so probably white.
Yeah.
You don't know
probably, where. Probably, maybe Asian.
Yeah.
Maybe North Korea.
You don't know where on planet Earth this fight Korea. Happens.
It's North Korea.
It's probably North Korea.
I'll tell you right now.
You think?
There's only one way to find out. We get a trip there and we see if we... Now, Big Jim, can we broadcast live from North Korea?
I want to meet him.
Pyongyang.
I want to meet him. Send us in.
I want to do it. We'll do one comedy show at that Dennis Rodman Memorial Basketball Theater.
In some giant fucking palace.
Tell Kim Jong he can bring his cool clothes.
Kim Jong Un's like, skank hands. he's a big skank head. Skank hands. I love Lewis. Where's Lewis? Rear ass dude.
Oh, man. Somebody should really Photoshop fucking Kim Jong Un doing skank hands.
I'm a rear ass dude.
Hey, Mr. Subscriber.
Yeah. He goes, hey, sorry, guys.
What did you do? Subscriber.
Guys, I just found out that Kim Jong Un's a huge skank fan. He's coming to Skankfest.
You gotta talk to the guys a hoot.
Dude, this video that he put out is so funny.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see this yet.
Dude, he's got a leather jacket on. He's just walking away from a missile. Dude, he made his own trailer for his missiles.
It's like a Drakkar commercial.
Dude, I swear to God, this is made by the state. Look at him.
He goes, my IROC is almost a here.
Yeah. He's like,
shut up.
Yeah.
Slow motion.
Shut up.
Yeah, dude, look at this walk. Look at the Reservoir Dog walk. Him and his generals.
Bam, bam, bam.
Play the audio. Play the actual audio. Yeah. They did the Reservoir.
He made this.
The music gets more urgent, and there are some fast cuts between the trio as they look at their watches. Then Kim gives the signal, and the big missile is slowly wheeled out of the building. There's some more walking and watch looking. That blinking red light can only mean one thing.
Time to launch.
The officers seemingly shout the missile into ignition.
That's
which
awesome.
The video shows from lots of different angles. Then the mood shifts to one of celebration. There's a class photo, with Kim in the center of it all. And of course, more cool slow motion walking.
Yeah,
the self-congratulatory piece of propaganda came after North Korea test launched its largest intercontinental ballistic missile this week. That missile, called Wasongpo 17, landed in the Sea of Japan. It was the DPRK's first intercontinental ballistic missile test since 2017. Experts believe an ICBM of this sort could reach the United States and could carry a nuclear payload.
We know.
I don't know why, and maybe it's just what I do to not panic about, you rationalize to not panic about 1,000 things going on in the world.
Sure.
I just like to believe that whoever our military leaders are, when they watch that video, are just laughing, going like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine.
I hope there is that guy. Yeah.
We will erase them from the map.
But also, I love the people that are always
I hope nothing happens.
I always love the people that are like, he's evil. He's pure evil. And he's like, yeah, but he's also doing exactly what I would do if I was him. Just
cutting promos.
Oh,
dude.
My God, dude. Making trailers for the big missile that you just bought. And you're like, you guys want to make
show, motherfuckers.
Yeah, dude. I love it. Comes out in a leather jacket.
And cribs, dude. Yeah. But the magic happens.
Yeah. He goes, what's up, MTV? I'm Kim Jong-un, and this is my missile silo.
And this is where the magic happens.
He goes, all my boys got to come in and tell me the directions. But, dude, it's fucking crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he shows off his ICBM.
It's the bonfire.
That's very true.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it. which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I have a charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.